Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Friday. And happy episode 199, Joe Smith.
This is big, isn't it? 199, what an episode. This might be the best one.
Yes.
This is a Friday to episode 200 Saturday.
Ooh.
This is Friday night.
Dom's with us as always as a Friday. How are you doing, Dom?
Yes.
And Ethan James in the corner.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh God, we've done so many, haven't we? Let's put it to a stop.
We've got to get to 200.
Just on that, just letting people know straight away, 200 episodes. We're going to celebrate that by Tuesday coming up. We're going to be doing a live show at 6 p.m.
Yeah, so when we say live show, a live stream.
A live stream, yes.
So everyone can watch, everyone is invited. It's a big bumper episode, loads going on, special guests. Loads of different things happening. Mm-hmm.
Is it live?
It's live, which is worrying for Dom, isn't it?
Yeah. We can't edit anything out.
Afterwards, maybe.
Yeah, we can probably trim some things.
I think we'll drip feed you in.
Okay.
And ask you, please don't say some of the words
we'll script your stuff before you come in.
Okay.
Because people at home don't see what gets edited out, do they?
No, they don't.
Certain things that are coming up on the episode, the live episode, is going to be Joe versus Joe making a return.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have exclusive footage from our bus pull, which we'll talk about that in a second.
Bussy.
And we're going to be doing the 9 out of 10 club, the 9 out of 10 club World Cup draw.
Because that's going to be a new feature going forward post 200, isn't it?
Yes.
As we're going to the 200s, the 9 out of 10 World Cup is where we get all of the 9 out of 10 club entries. And basically,
you're starving, just talking about it. They battle it out
against each other to work out what is the best food of all time.
Yeah.
How many entries have we got overall?
So we got 68 different entries. I've got to thank Yana Leon, who is one of our patrons. She went back and watched all of the Tuesday episodes, skipped to the last 10 minutes, and found the list.
In terms of watch time for our YouTube channel, though, algorithmic nightmare.
Is it really?
So while she may have helped us out content-wise, we are plummeting in the ratings because now people think that the first 45 minutes of every episode is shit.
Let's play a game. Okay. Number was one between 68. Shout a number. I'll tell you what got in.
12.
12. That was cheesy beans on toast.
Oh, my God.
Ethan, shout me a number.
What a food.
I'm going to say, Drew, 59.
59 was Thai green curry.
She's a beauty. She is a beauty. Can I shout a number out?
Yeah.
20.
20, bang on. Ethan's pigs in blankets.
Oh, yeah. They were
when
good.
Was that? I don't remember that.
In a Tupperware.
My pigs in blankets.
Yeah, you must
them
have
in a Tupperware.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
Oh, wow, that's good. I don't think I've ever made them before.
Ethan, you've got a lot of shout-outs here because your dad's ginger cake is in at 36.
Yeah, unbelievable that my mum's pumpkin pie didn't get in.
That's unfortunate.
And I've got some extra data on this. I've dived into the stats a little bit further. And I've ranked it by the type of foods that occur the most often in the 9 out of 10.
Wow.
So I've asked ChatGPT, I've imported the list, and I've asked it to break down the foods that are in the 9 out of 10 club by food type. So do you want to know the most often occurring food type?
100%.
Sandwiches and wraps.
Sandwiches and wraps, really?
There are 10 different sandwiches and wraps in there. And that includes duck and pancakes, fat pat sandwich, the Greg steak bait, which I think maybe a sort of a bit of an error there because I wouldn't call that a sandwich or a wrap. But then there's 5 or 6 different types of burger, steak sandwiches in there. Number two, and this does surprise me, confectionery and desserts.
Mm.
9 different confectionaries and desserts in there.
That include what? Because chipsticks in there, because I'm team chipsticks.
The peanut butter cup, the chocolate orange, the Krispy Kreme donut, refreshers, drumsticks, squashes, which all three, by the way, made by the same company. Something's going on there, some sort of insider trading. Even though you went to visit their factory, all of a sudden there's 3 different things going on. Then chicken-related items, brackets general, snacks and crisps with 7, Indian and Asian items is 5.
They're doing well for themselves.
Then only 4 different types of pizza, only 3 beverages, which I think needs addressing.
Really?
I think there are more than 3 9 out of 10 beverages. That's something we can look at as we go forward. But we'll put the list out on Patreon so you can look through every single one and we'll keep it up to date ourselves from now on. It's a big, big episode 200 where we're going to start the draw for the Club World Cup, the 9 out of 10 World Cup.
That 68 needs to become 32. So get into, what we'll do is we'll put it somewhere on social media on Friday where you can say what your favourite is out of that list.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what will make the big 3-2. And maybe, I think maybe us as a group can look at the list and put forward one or two of our favourites.
Well, I think we should all have a couple of sort of reverse vetoes. The golden buzzer and...
Really?
Yeah, so we can send it straight to the group stages. Because for me...
What would you send straight to the group stages?
Water. Gotta be. And I don't think it... I think it might need my help.
Do you know what? I can see... I can see a real battle between Poppadoms and Duck and Pancakes.
Yeah, it's huge.
I can see
it. It's huge.
I wouldn't know. What, Ethan, what would you pick there? Poppadoms or Duck and Pancakes?
I think... The Poppadom for me just helps make the meal. The Duck and Pancakes in itself is a staple piece.
Absolutely.
So Duck and Pancakes.
Unbelievable. I think Poppadom might be the best food of all time. So this, by the way, when we do this, is to crown the first ever 10 out of 10 food.
Oh, yeah.
That's the outcome.
Oh, really? We didn't know that before just then. Joe has nailed it.
The brain's always working, Joe. The brain's always working.
Is there a live prize draw for one of the viewers on Tuesday?
Well, no, because that's when the World Cup starts. The World Cup doesn't end for weeks yet. We're going to have... It's going to be like the full...
Be, yeah,
because it's a 200th episode, surely there should be a prize, like a PS3 for someone.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give someone
a PS3.
Like a DS, a Nintendo DS.
I've got an old Xbox One that I...
Give away.
If I can get the front plate back on it, we can probably give that away.
I can get a PS3 for 55 quid.
Sorry, I'm a bit confused, I think. Is the food item attached to a slopper? So do they also go through the group stages?
No.
You just put forward some of your favourites.
Okay.
Can you do a community post? Because I've been doing a few of those at the moment. Very good. Where you put all the 68 items and people vote on them.
That's literally what I said. Was it 2-3 minutes ago, Dom?
I wasn't listening.
Stick with it.
Wonderful. So keep an eye on that. Also, me, Ethan, and Joe, and two other surprise guests... One of them being a listener who plays American football called Tyrone.
And the other, he sounds perfect for what we're about to do.
Yeah. And another surprise guest. On Thursday, who've already done this, we are pulling a bus through Manchester. Ethan, very excited for this?
Yes, if I'm free, I'll be very excited, Joe.
Yeah, it's still a little bit up in the air in terms of Ethan getting the time off work. We do have other videos to film around it. When you brought it to the table, I didn't know it was a weekday during work hours. But we'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
It hasn't happened yet.
So do we need an extra person? Anyway, forget about that. If you want to donate, we're trying to just get a couple hundred quid. It's Sloppy Joe's bus pull. There'll be exclusive content coming to our Patreon. And I'll put a link to our Just Giving below. If you want to see us dragging a bus through Manchester, it's a single decker, but equivalent to two elephants, the weight.
Although the problem with an elephant is... If he wants to go the other way, you're not really going to stop it. Oh, yeah, this bus has got no choice. Handbrake off.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not really equivalent to elephants, is it?
Speaking of elephants, do you ever think that in a zoo, when they do ultrasounds for the animals, do you ever think that a group of the zookeepers doing an ultrasound on an elephant, what do you think the chances are that one of them, one of the funny guys in the group, has ever said in that situation... I think, can we just talk about the elephant in the womb?
It's like looking
it's
in the
very
mirror.
Good.
It's like looking in the mirror. That was really nice.
I did think of that beforehand, and I wrote it down.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How, you've done very well for that to come up.
Yeah, I have done.
Can Ethan borrow good. That for his stand-up?
No, because I'll have it for my stand-up.
Oh,
it's two stand-up kings on the Sloppy Joe's. I love that.
How is your stand-up coming along, Ethan?
I think I've got three jokes.
Okay. So which ones have we heard so far? We've heard...
Just got one, I think.
The grooming one. Mm. We've heard about that. We've also heard the one about how you look or something.
I beg your pardon?
I don't think that was... I think that was what you just told me behind closed doors.
And there's the one about a man holding some cutlery whilst doing a dance and having a sing song.
What's this one?
I've not said that one.
No,
you told me
I've
it privately.
Not,
that's the one
heard,
I thought you meant.
I've not heard this.
Oh,
it sounds funny.
Well,
go on.
Wait a sec.
Oh, here we go. Me.
Coming up.
Oh no, Drew. I feel a lot of pressure.
Welcome to the stage. He's a new comedian, but he's a very funny guy. I know him personally, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, coffer in the crowd.
Yeah, monkeypox.
Trying to put you off, Ethan.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Give a big Sloppy Joe's round of applause to Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Ethan James, woo!
I saw my ad the other day.
What?
So, shut
up.
If you can't keep your mouth shut, you'll get out.
So a man the other day, a very strange man, I must say, for he was holding some cutlery, doing a silly dance, singing a song, and popping some champagne.
Wow.
Ooh.
He was indeed a... He was also, I must say, he was using a Walkman.
Yeah. Relevant.
Yep. He was, I must say, a walkie-talkie, forky-corky guy doing the karaoke while singing... I did it wrong.
He's the punchline. He was a walkie-talkie, forky-sporky...
Karaoke, okey-cokey... Summer.
Blokey.
Yeah.
And what... Right, brilliant.
And that's it.
Woo,
and
love
then,
you!
But then we gave you an extra line at the end, so if the crowd love it or they don't love it, what do you say at the end?
I say...
Fuck off.
Oh, I don't say fuck off. No. I say... What was it again?
Come on.
It was... Something like okie dokie.
That's nice.
A little tickle at the end just to get him in and
you've
out.
Got a third one.
So that one's great.
That's obviously great, I love
it. It does rely on you remembering it, but I think there's something in that.
You always have to remember stuff.
I've always had a terrible memory.
Oh, here we go. Actually. Straight into the joke, I love it.
Yeah, he's got a new memory. New joke.
Then we get you back in again. Ladies and gentlemen, he had to nip to the toilet after his last joke. Didn't go very well because he forgot some of the words, but he's back now. It is. Still got wet hands from washing them. Ethan James, big round of applause. Back to the stage, Ethan James.
The thing is, I hadn't wrote the other joke yet. I just said it once, so you have to forgive me for that. I was just going to talk about memory. I don't think I've got any more jokes. What do you call a rabbit when you pour hot water down its rabbit hole?
Oof. Injured.
A hot cross bunny. That's probably all I've got.
Fuck me.
He'll be back next week.
Brilliant.
Brilliant stuff. We're well on the way to a 5-minute set there, Ethan.
Oh, that really ruined my confidence.
No, don't worry about it. We'll workshop some stuff.
We can sort that.
I don't think that should have been seen yet.
The hot cross. No. This is great.
Won't be loud,
this is perfect. Because also, the people in the audience at whatever venue you do won't have watched this, probably.
Yeah, probably not.
So this is basically like a workshop space.
Oh, yeah.
I think the first joke that you told. Which was that one again? The other week.
The mustache, the grooming one.
Yeah, the grooming. There's something in that.
Yeah.
The okie dokie karaoke smoky tokie blokey. I think there's a joke in there. I think that's a funny little piece.
I was going to hold up
suits.
A picture of the man as well, created by AI.
Huh? What?
Yeah. Better. Cool.
Great.
That's good. I think there's a joke in that. The hot cross bunny. It feels like something I've read off the ice cream
now.
Stick.
That was just to keep things going.
Yeah.
Did you hear the number one joke from the Edinburgh Fringe?
Oh, did you see these?
I quite enjoyed the number one. I don't often like the...
I like the ones before the number one.
Yeah, but I think number one was actually okay this year.
It was all right.
Yeah. I often read some of them and go, how has that got to number one?
I think it depends on the set, doesn't it?
I also think it depends on... And I've heard that you can pay to get into the top 10.
Oh, obviously you can, can't you?
Your PR people have got,
Edinburgh. My friend who inherited £500 million from his dead dad and dead mum went to Edinburgh recently.
Stop!
I've told you about this.
£500 million.
Yeah, his dad was a billionaire and he's got a brother, so I'm, you know.
Yeah, you do the math, dipshit.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't know.
Can he sponsor the pod? Dipshit.
Sorry.
I don't know.
What does he get out of that?
Friendship.
Oh, no. Yeah. He's a production company. No. But his great-great-grandmother was Pocahontas because his great-great-grandfather was John Rolfe. And did he capture and rape her?
Oh, great. This is why you can't come live on the show, Dom.
Yeah.
But anyway,
they went to Edinburgh and he said, do you want to come? And he was like, and he jokingly said, oh, no, you won't be able to come because we're getting a flat that's worth $1 million or something like that, and then laughed. And then they didn't invite me.
So the top 15.
It's a wild story, okay. That, wasn't it?
Should we do the top 10?
Yeah. Oh, actually, just do top 5. I can't done a jokes.
You don't like jokes?
No, but I enjoy it, but Ethan's hot cross bunny once done me.
No, that wasn't a real joke.
That's on the list. Okay. That was just a mess about. That was a joke.
Sorry,
joke.
I don't
that
know what's real and what's not these days.
It's sort of anti-humour. It's part of his routine. Okay, number 5. I love the Olympics. My friend and I invented a new type of relay baton. Well, he came up with the idea and I ran with it.
Great. Got a jug for me.
Do you like that?
6 out of 10.
I've read them already.
I know you have, but do you like
just
it though?
Yes, play along.
No, I wasn't asking you to laugh.
Do you want me to laugh again?
No, I asked if you liked it.
I've told you I like them.
All of them, equally. Yeah, yeah. No,
6 out of 10.
I don't actually like the first one more than the other one.
But you thought that one was all right?
Yeah, it's good.
Did you like that one, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, great.
Why are you writing that one down? Why have you got a pen in here?
Yeah, you're writing that down. You can't steal that.
You can't just have all these.
I can.
Number 4. I sailed through my driving test. That's why I failed it.
Brilliant. That's okay. Yeah, 5
good.
Out of 10.
Very, very good. May I read one?
Yeah, number 3 there.
Because I think you're missing the delivery a little bit. 8 horse at a restaurant once. Wasn't great. Starter was all right, but the main was dreadful.
I don't get that one.
The mane of a horse.
The mane of a horse.
Could have been my car.
Next.
Well, sorry, do you still not get it? Just
what's the mane of a horse? It's body. What is the mane of a horse?
The bit of hair that goes down its neck.
Oh, that's shit, isn't it? Who'd eat hair?
Well, next. That's what he's saying. It's dreadful. Number 2. I've been taking salsa lessons for months. Mm. So when I read that first time, I thought this is going to be something about
smart sauce.
Yeah. Tomato, yeah. Onion and avocado.
Avocado.
But I just don't feel like I'm progressing. It's one step forward, 2 steps back.
That's
very no, good. It's all right. It's all right. I've heard it before. I don't think I've heard this number 1 before.
You think you're going somewhere else.
Yeah. Number 1 was great.
Number 1. This is from Mark Simmons. I was going to sail around the globe in the world's smallest ship, but I bottled it.
Great. I love it.
Oh, that works 2 ways, doesn't it?
Why?
I didn't think it meant the ship going in the little bottle. I thought it meant when people throw bottles at ships.
I don't think the second one is anything to do with the joke.
But that's a ship-related thing.
Yeah, it is.
People throw bottles at
ship to set it off.
Oh, I like it even more now.
I don't know if the second meaning has got anything to do with the joke. I think he just... I've never heard of someone bottling a ship.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't think it was funny initially, because it's a very kind of...
Ship and someone started levering bottles,
yacht and people are christening the ship, or Queen Elizabeth II, they get a big bottle on a rope and they swing it at the ship.
Have you heard of this, Ethan?
I've not heard of this, but what I was really enjoying was how low your voice got every more confused you got.
A bottle on the ship?
No way. Not on my vessel.
It's a good joke, though. They're all good. Well done.
Right, Dom, how have you been, mate? I bet you've been really well.
What have I done this week?
What have I done this week?
What have I done this week?
It's a diary.
Diary.
It's a diary of a freak.
Of a freak.
Hit the jingle. Oh, actually, I need to make a new jingle. We're getting complaints.
Why?
Because that old one's awful.
Is it? Will you sort that?
I'll sort that. Okay. You've just listened to a brand new jingle from me. Wow. Hope you liked it. Dom, mate.
How are you, Dom?
Been a cheery
week. Really, really well.
This...
Onwards?
No.
Okay, let's get into the poem.
No, we can't just skip
got half
to
an
poem.
Hour left here.
Oh, right,
you're
sorry.
In this.
What, how many times have you got?
This
18
week,
minutes.
This week, I've had maybe a dozen or so.
Yeah, I've had 6.
People reach out to me.
Yeah, people are very nice.
Through different means.
Human beings
asking
quite
how
nice.
You are after a video you posted on your YouTube channel.
And I don't think we should skirt past it, even if there's no humour in it.
No, because we always do this. I'm fine.
Well, what was the video?
I've had lots of support. I've had lots of nice messages of people, more than I deserve.
100 new subscribers.
Very good. That's all. I mean, the video is obviously fake. I'm weeping because I can do that on cue. And it was a ploy for me to actually find out the algorithm to see what would get me more subscribers. Because the end goal, obviously, is monetization, so I can live in my room off raps. I'm really... How I am, the most concerning thing about me is, you know, I was joking about eating raps all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm really badly addicted to eating wraps.
Really?
How many wraps are we talking, and what's in them?
Get through about 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
Tortillas.
Mate,
the way you said, eight tortillas.
I think the positives are you've still not drunk yet. Again.
Yep. Look at how clear I look.
Yeah, you look great.
You can see the whites of my eyes.
Wraps.
That's just that's tortilla that's got stuck under your eyelid. That's why it's so crisp, crispy
and
white.
I cut them out in mini cookie cutters and go like that. Yeah, like contact blenders. Yeah.
Like that. Just putting them in over the sink. Yeah.
Wraps aren't too bad for you, are they?
Well, no, these are bad.
What do you do? Why? Are they still the ham and cheese ones?
Yeah, but I've got a system now which makes it more deranged and neurotic. And I kind of walk with a certain passion on the way to Tesco's. Like,
how far is the Tesco's from your house?
Probably 10 minutes, but I've really got it in my brain. I can taste that silent cream.
Talk us through it.
Okay,
you're leaving the door.
Have
you got pants on?
No, I've got these shorts on, these short
shorts. You've not really taken those shorts and boots off for about a month.
No, that's true. I get them off the floor, covered with all the detritus of wraps and butter and things. So I go to Tesco's. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to the butter section first. I've downgraded the lure pack from the packet, the plastic packet, to the foil hard.
Can I say, surely you're not buying one of them a day?
Every couple of days, yeah.
Right, okay, good. If you're getting through a packet a day, that's
the thing I do is I eat all the wraps and the all leftover salad cream, lure pack, ham and cheese and whatnot and crisps. I look at it and it's like a murder after you've killed a woman or something. And you go, What have I done? What have I done? And you gather it all up. I'm like in a frenzy. Gather it all up. I put it in the Tesco bag. It came in, like, wrap it up really tight and then just go...
Yeah.
I don't want to see
it
anymore.
He rolls it all up, then he puts a brick on it, and then throws it in the canal. If you go to the canal near his house, there's about 40 just carrier bags full of cheese,
floating cheese wrappers,
salad cream, and Lurpak.
I'll try to go through the list of what I get to get it over with. Lurpak in a tin foil thing because it's less money, but that wasn't the concern. Leodema light because it actually tastes better than Leodema full fat. The last couple of times I've been getting those salami selections. There's Italian, German.
To have left ham behind.
Nope, ham as well. Salad cream, but I downgraded that to Tesco salad cream, but it's not the same. Then, big tortilla wraps from Tesco's. Then the small tortilla wraps from Tesco's, just in case I run out of the big tortilla wraps from Tesco's. And I get it all out on my desk, and I get the crinkle cut Tesco crisps.
Oh, they're amazing, I
put them all on, and the Leodema and the cheese and everything, and the sad lamp, the SAD lamp, seasonal affective disorder lamp, burning up me with my shirt off.
You use that
stomach
to melt the Leodema,
just,
don't
like,
you?
Grease. All over my shirt and I'm looking at YouTube and that, and I'm just got it all out, not even a plate, and there's loads of crumbs in my keyboard and everything. I'm just like, it's like I'm sparking up, it's like I'm getting it in.
Do you think this
I'm
is
rolling all up. Yes, it's a replacement for alcohol.
Do you ever hear Dom?
No.
And he's like dragging the bed for him, like he's a dead body in there. Or have you ever seen that scene on The Mask where he's got all that money in his closet and he opens the closet and it all just slides out and he's like pushing it in and trying to shut the door.
Moving it away.
Dom's exactly. Like sliding it all under the desk, crumbs everywhere, little mini Hoover, USB.
The last time that happened
in.
Was when I was fingering my girlfriend when I was about 16. God.
It's like, oh my God,
sometimes
in my bed in my room.
Yeah.
And my mum, she knows she's got supersonic hearing.
I think it's a smell.
She's got supersonic hearing.
Yeah, she can hear.
What could she hear?
She can hear they've recently got this supersonic thing for cats outside to warn them off.
Huh?
My mum can hear it all the time.
So she knocks on the door. Someone making mac and cheese in there.
Do you want a potato? Do you want a baked potato?
Was she like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Think she knew what you were doing?
No, she didn't know what I was doing, but I'm sure she could imagine.
Oh, Christ. Why did we even bring that up?
The frantic panic. Right. So what did you do that day?
No, thank you.
He's still, like, going for it all.
Yeah.
Were you good when you... how long did it take you to get your technique right?
What, wraps?
So
you've got the wraps. Are you doing like a make one, eat one, or are you doing make four?
No, I did make one, eat one.
Yeah.
And then no!
Fuck's sake. Oh. We've never had a spillage.
A lot. Sip from the fucking can or something. Get a petite. Oh.
Every time he comes in, he chucks fucking liquids all over the floor.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, no.
Right, Dom spilled his iced coffee.
He stood
Christ.
On the table.
It's absolutely rank, this. I have no idea what's going on. Now that's cleared up, Dom, do you want to tell us about anything else? You've been away this weekend?
Yeah, I went to London again, and I was walking through Petticoat Lane and Spitalfields, and I was walking through East London, and I was just kind of minding my own business, having a nice time, and then I walked past Brick Lane, and I didn't clock that. Well, I did clock that I used to live there, but I walked past the exact apartment building I used to live in.
Many memories in there?
Many memories. We used to live next to this Australian couple called Cash, he was called, and he owned the espresso shop down the
Pat
road.
Pat Cash?
Not Pat Cash, but he was called Cash.
First name, surname?
First name. And
What's his surname?
Pat.
Carry on.
And he was about 40 at the time, and we just lived there, and I lived with my friend and his girlfriend, which was a huge, huge mistake.
Why?
Because she was crazy and he was okay, but she was fucking crazy and a violinist. And she throws plates everywhere. And she was so strung up on him earning money and stuff.
Strings.
And what?
Strings. Strung up. Violins.
Very good. And it all turned into a disaster very, very, very quickly. Because I used to eat big packs of those McCoys in my room. So there's a theme here, isn't there?
Yeah.
And I used to play StarCraft 2.
Oh,
and
she yes. used to bring, I remember when that came out.
She used to bring her parents around all the time like it was her flat. Anyway, we had a Christmas party once, and we had a big Christmas tree up, and Cash came round and invited. And he was absolutely pissed off his head. And her mum and everyone was round, and they're very conservative, very, like, prissy family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And after a while, we just go, where's Cash? Where's Cash? And he'd be in the corner, and he was trying to deep throat this Christmas tree, like, on the top of it, going like that, like,
what,
with his hands.
Getting up? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And they were all just astounded and said, Cash, I think you should leave. He's going, nah, I think, in an Australian accent, you should leave. You should leave.
Really?
There was like a baby there and things. And then he was like, come on, everyone, let's have a competition and we can get this Christmas tree further down the throat. I think you can get it further down your throat to...
Pointing at him all.
And there was a time, and it will bring back all the sad memories about when I had long hair and
a
beard.
Is that a sad memory? That sounds quite funny.
I'd love that.
That was good. I enjoyed it. And then they had a baby and they moved away. And, but I wore a tuxedo once and I had long hair and I was doing a concert at the Royal College of Music. And I used to put, because my hair was, it went out here. It wasn't contained to my head. It wasn't like yours. It was like
mine does that until it's very long. Yeah.
And someone had told me somewhere, it was my first time away from home. I didn't really know what I was doing about how to take care of myself. On my first day there, I used to eat mackerel in the morning.
Oh,
mackerel
and toast.
You're eating mackerel.
Mackerel on toast. Would it be the tomato sauce one, or would
you?
Oh,
but it was my first day photo that. Day.
It's a good meal, actually. That's
you know, the breakfast. First photo day of the new university, where everyone waits in a line, you get your photo for your ID
that's
card.
Really
And I got up to the podium where we were all taking a picture, and someone was like, "You got something in your hair?
Oh,
you got something in your hair?" And it was mackerel in the morning. And everyone was there looking.
So how did you eat? Is it because you used to eat it Shamu style?
Well,
where you'd get someone to throw the mackerel in the air and grab it out of the sky? And occasionally you'd miss it and then it'd get caught in your hair. How did you get mackerel in your hair?
I don't know. I really
don't
know.
How much was in there?
Quite a lot. And people were concerned about that. And then when we're all in the hall about introducing the different keyboard people in the hall. So they had the keyboardist, you had the harpsichordist, and we were the organist, so there was about four of us. And there was me with my mackerel hair that people already knew and everyone had already been talking about it.
Yeah.
There was this big-arsed Swedish girl with pink braids.
How big?
It was very good, very nice.
No.
She used to sit on the organ stool and we always used to be like, that behind. And nice. But she was mad. She was mad. And
it sounds like
why are they mad? I think you might be mad.
Well, we know
she was married, not mad.
Oh,
married,
I thought you said
married.
I thought you said mad.
And
also,
the head of the keyboard department was like, "Okay, the pianist stand up, harpsichordist stand up. Great, nice
Joe
to meet you."
Up there for the pianist.
Organist stand up, and we all stood up. Mackerel hair, this woman with a fat ass, and then this guy called I can't remember his name actually, but it was something like Lightfoot or something.
Michael, the ugliest, Gordon Lightfoot?
The ugliest woman I've ever seen with ginger hair, who used to suck everyone else off apart from me. And I always
Who's sucking off old mackerel hair? You fucked up.
Exactly. I was so indignant about that for so many years. And I used to ask her about it. Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that? She would never tell me. And we all stood up. We all stood up, and the head of the department went, "You're an interesting looking bunch, aren't you?"
Oh no, that's so cruel. You're an interesting looking bunch. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it's very cruel.
Old fat-ass mackerel hair, suck off. Yes. And Gordon Lightfoot.
She wasn't telling a lie though.
Can I ask a question then? Where is everyone's? Because Dom, it's a lot about places that you lived that you haven't enjoyed. But where was your favourite place you've ever lived? And I'll ask.
In the penthouse in Covent Garden.
Have we heard about this?
No, there's a lot of sucking off going off in my life, actually, now that you remind me of that.
Shame the director, that you're usually sort of near it, but not a part of it.
Yeah, I'm usually on looking onto it as well. Yeah. There's actually been more than one occasion where I've seen it occur. In that penthouse, there was a party, and the director for one of the shows, he had a huge terrace, huge balcony that overlooked Covent Garden. It was beautiful, and like it was. Incidentally, it's the guy that inherited £500 million, and it's in the middle of the night, and we had actors, and the director was there, and he was this big fat guy. He was a great writer as well, actually, but this young, beautiful woman. And then I woke up during the middle of the night, and outside in the jacuzzi or whatnot, I saw like movement, and it's just all I saw was this big fat ass in the moonlight just thrusting into not this woman's mouth.
Not the pianist, the organist from before.
No. Huh?
Thrusting in the woman's mouth.
Yeah. Well, I told him about it this morning.
That's very front foot, isn't it?
I said, I think it's a bit rude him doing that at a party of yours.
She's fully naked, yeah.
Yeah, just all credit to him. Then she got pregnant and then they left. They left the company. I think they're divorced now.
Where's your favourite place you've lived, Joe?
Where I live now.
No, next. Girlfriend. Okay, what's your second favourite place you've ever lived?
In terms of the place, I used to live in Salford Town Hall for a while. The old Salford Town Hall.
Where? What?
Do you know on Chapel Street?
Yeah.
Is it Chapel Street?
I don't know.
Salford University.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chapel Street. On the right there, there's a little courtyard. Mm. And at the back of the courtyard is the Salford Town Hall, or the old Salford Town Hall.
And you used to live there?
Yeah, and we've got number one Salford Town Hall. Beautiful wooden floors.
Uni.
Yeah, when I was in uni. Floor to ceiling, stained glass windows.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous place. Me and my mate Lars used to live there.
Lars von Trier.
Lars von Trier, yeah. But there was also a pub on the corner.
The Oxford.
No. Is it called the Oxford?
Is it the New Oxford?
The New Oxford, yes.
It's a fucking great boozer.
Beautiful little boozer. We used to sit in there and have beers and get drunk in there. But the building itself was gorgeous. Really high ceilings.
Oh.
Lovely. Although he used to work in a bar, or he always worked in bars.
Cocktail bar?
Yes. Do you know the Liars Club?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's shut down now. But he used to work in there. And it was probably the heaviest drinking time of our lives, being in there.
You got to.
But it was like every morning I'd wake up to the smell of him having done a massive shit and vomited in the toilet. And because it was a big room, but do you know this where they like, there's a big old room, but instead of putting walls up, they install like a unit.
It's like a kitchen
unit with built-in bedrooms. So the walls were like, not even paper thin, thinner than that. You could basically see through if there's a strong light the other side. So I could smell his shit from my bed.
Oh, fucking hell. Happy times, guys.
So I used to wake up and smell that. But this is...
That's the best place we've ever lived.
It was fantastic. But Lars, he didn't finish uni, but he was like a good mate. But he used to sort of get... He'd sort of sabotage himself with things. Ooh, like one time, he was really late on this assignment and they pushed him back. They gave him like an extra week and then he was like, I need another. They gave him another week and he hadn't done any of it. And it's due Friday, 4 p.m, right? He stayed up from Wednesday afternoon. Like, he basically stayed up for 2 days or whatever.
Shit, I bet he was fucked.
Absolutely knackered. Red Bull, staying up. Worked and worked and worked on it. Finished it Friday at 12 p.m. All he had to do was just like go through it, tidy it up. Got 2 hours to sort it. Just nipped out for a pint.
No! How is this even possible?
I'll just nip out for a quick pint because I've basically done. He met some lad in the New Oxford, they ended up getting a bag of Coke, never submitted it. finish uni, left
that's
uni that
absolutely
year.
Absolutely crazy.
Quit, finish uni. Left.
Done.
He done it. He ran it. I saw it on his computer when I went in. It was there.
That's
it was done.
So mad.
You know what? I've got a couple hours left.
Do you still
I'll
keep up to date with him?
And then we chat occasionally, but he's very difficult to get a hold of. But a great guy.
On the road.
Really good. Yeah.
Ethan, where was your favourite place you lived?
I lived in Piccadilly Point. So
where's this?
Opposite Piccadilly Station, the big student building, the United Students building.
Oh, yeah. Is this the one that's near Freight Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived on the first flat on the bottom floor, the show flat.
Oh, yes. Did they know you were there?
They did know I was there. We had some encounters with it being the show flat, actually. So I was room B. So I was the very first flat and the very first room that wasn't the show flat.
Yeah.
So you go, the show flat is room A, and occasionally they'd leave it open and then we'd get an extra room for a night or so.
Wow.
We've had mates like stay there before, and I think it was my mate Tom was staying there, I think with Trish, and the person was doing a show in and they opened the door. And they just saw these two lads in bed together. And they're like,
blast.
Who are you? Where do you live? And they're like, we're not from around here, even though they just lived upstairs.
Yeah.
Wait a sec. Why didn't they just go to their own house then?
Just a bit of a laugh, get the sleep over.
Yeah, I'd love that.
But I thought it was people like your mates from Newcastle who didn't have anywhere to stay. I didn't know they actually lived in the building.
People upstairs.
That's brilliant.
I wish this is a story I could claim as my own, but Tom and Trish as well. So do you know the McDonald's Hotel, which is directly opposite?
Yeah, big curved one.
The McDonald's Hotel.
Yeah, but it's not a full McDonald's. It's the McDonald kind of brand.
Oh, I was going to say that would be. Imagine that. We'd stay there for a night.
100%.
Imagine that.
Well, chips everywhere.
Nugget on the pillow when you walk in.
Nice.
Beautiful little mint nuggets.
Yeah. Oh,
so shampoo, just barbecue sauce. Yeah.
Instead of hand towels, it's the tortilla wrap from the breakfast wraps. Dom would love that. Instead of armbands for the pool. Bagel.
I do actually like those wraps. They're very good.
Bagels for 4 years.
I think the bagels might be back. Anyway, you think what? It's a little face mask, but it's the flatbread from the bacon flatbread with.
You're obsessed with flatbreads and bagels.
They go there and they see a wedding is going on. So this Beautiful. Is just across the road. So the gate crashes. So what they do is they go back home, get the suits on. I'm not going to tell this story as well as they would. They get the suits on and they're in and they're having the dinner there.
No!
They're joining in the dancing and that. They're doing this like row the boat thing on the floor with the bride.
Yeah, I know what tune that is. Yeah. Oops, upside your head.
And they're loving it. And it's like, people are like thinking like, who are these gate crashers and whatever? And But no one says anything. They just assume someone must know them. And they got a picture, I think, with like the bride and like the groom and stuff. And then afterwards, they put it on Facebook, added the bride and the groom and said, hope you don't mind, but we had a great time. And they were like, you cheeky little bastards. We don't want to know you.
They wanted to get caught.
They wanted to get caught.
I think at the end, you'd want to get caught because otherwise it's a crime that you've just sort of got away with. You like the sort of, you like to tease
everyone.
It depends. A real crime, probably want to get away with just sneaking in.
Yeah. Apparently, most serial killers get caught because they keep goading
the prosecutor.
Yeah.
On that then, who do you think out of us four would be best at getting away with murder?
Oof, Christ.
Me.
No.
You're number one suspect.
If I was in CCTV, people would be like, can you describe the person who committed that murder? Yeah. Like, yeah, he's very interesting.
Hourglass shaped head.
Yeah, and if there was a lineup, they'd go, can you spot who did it? And they'd be like, that guy.
And you're like,
that guy, definitely.
With a rat. Yeah. Sorry, that was a weird one. Yeah. With a rat like that, covered in salad cream.
Not me. maybe if you'd be all right, Joe, if you go under the radar a little bit.
But I think it's about how you conduct the murder, because CCTV is only one small part of it, isn't it?
Oh, you have to think about it. 100 years ago, you'd be too sweet, you'd be fine.
When, before DNA,
how did they catch cameras? Jan the Ripper.
They didn't.
Famously,
I thought we knew him.
No, they didn't catch him.
Wait, did you know who it is?
Why did they call him Jack then?
What?
I thought, why did we call him Jack?
Don't know.
You don't know who it is?
Don't know, actually.
It's like Tom Jones, isn't it? Or
Welsh singer called Tom Jones.
Like Tommy, who we do now. Or like John Smith.
Joe Bloggs.
Who's John Smith? The boots?
Joe Bloggs, by the way, what's the name of my blog?
Like, it's like Tommy...
Robinson. Literally sent a note to the police naming himself Jack the Ripper.
Oh.
Sweet. So he must have been close.
They never caught the Zodiac killer.
No.
Even though he sent loads of letters.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film?
No.
Absolutely terrifying.
Is it?
Yeah, there's one scene in it that gets me every single time. I think I'm desensitized to most on-screen violence these days, but there's one scene in that every time I see the clip on YouTube, obviously I've got it on.
Stop watching it.
I've got it saved, and I just watch it repeat. For any time it comes on, every time I search for it and watch it, horrible.
What would us four be like is in a big house together, Dom?
I just stay in my room.
Even if we live with us three?
Yeah, if the kitchen was dirty, I'd be really annoyed. I wouldn't.
I don't think anybody really hate that. Dirty kitchen.
No.
You sound like a dirty boy, though, considering you don't clean up your bedroom.
You go in his room and it would be an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, the room's... it's actually not that bad. I remember your old flat was a shit tip.
Alright, don't have a go at me.
Any of us living... Any man living alone when he's young is a shit tip.
Yeah, you didn't clean your bed sheets for 9 months, I remember that.
Yeah, but that's because I got into them clean.
I'll blame your flatmate then. The kitchen was a bit of a stink.
And at a certain point, the skin sort of looks after you.
If we went to your flat right now, Ethan, is it clean?
Living room is spotless. My bed isn't made. The kitchen, I've got yesterday's tea still on a tray. So
what, you didn't eat it?
Sorry, the leftover plates.
Hang on a sec. You were telling me the other day about what you've been having for dinners. Because I know Joe's big into your meals.
I love Ethan's food
Tell
diaries.
Joe, I can't wait to see Joe's reaction to this. Tell Joe what you've been eating for dinner most nights in the last couple of weeks.
I'd say over the last 8 days, I'd probably say I've had it 3 times. So just less than 50%.
That's a lot for the same meal.
Yeah, I've been having berries and yoghurt for tea. Just berries and...
Like someone's
anything,
rehabilitating a squirrel.
Do you not crave anything savoury?
No, I do. It's just... I need to... It's cheap. It's easy. Uh-huh. It's easy is probably the reason why. I can get me blueberries and me raspberries shared packets. I think that's like something like either 150 or £2. And then you can get your little yoghurt from the Sainsbury's own brand yoghurt for, again, like 150. You can get a couple of meals out of that yoghurt.
But just...
And then...
Oh, sorry. Go on.
So that means I've got half a yoghurt left, I've just realised. That's good.
So,
It's tea side.
You say that the ease of it is the main factor in this.
Yeah.
But then there are, like, loads of foods that are just as easy. That, like, a meal deal, for instance, is more akin to a usual dinner. It's just as easy.
But it's not good. It's not good for you, Drew.
But what, just yoghurt and fruit is particularly good?
It's better for you than the meal deal with all those chemicals in. What I was going to say is, as well...
Yep.
I just forgot.
Good luck. You know why? Because your short-term memory's been absolutely blasted by having dairy and fruit for dinner.
I've remembered. Some nights I might be planning to have fruit and yoghurt.
What was that, sorry?
Planning to have fruit and yoghurt.
Yeah.
And then if I'm lucky enough, I check Yaya's on Uber Eats, which is the biryani place that I get that often does 40% off their own products, and Uber Eats does a discount further as well. Well, I've not been getting the Uber Eats discount. Anyway, they do their discounts on Yaya's, and yesterday I was in luck because they did their rice and three meats dish, £12, was buy one, get one free.
Wow.
So I bought one for £12, and then I had the other one for lunch today.
That's better.
That's good.
It's £6 a meal.
It's in existence in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair, it's better than what he's eating.
Yeah.
So that only leaves two of us to trumpet.
Well, is your because you've got a new hobby, has that got anything to do with food?
It sometimes does. I've got a new hobby.
What
You're going to love it.
I love it.
Nectar points.
Oh, fucking hell.
Have you got your credit card?
My new hobby is nectar points.
Right, okay.
I'm obsessed with it. Because I like video games, you see. We play video games together
Don't
sometimes.
Don't bring that up.
What?
I mourn that period. I mourn that week. It was a nice week.
What happened?
Why do you mourn it?
We were playing a game together.
We used to
playing
play
Elden
Ring
together. And all I'd hear when I got home... I wasn't home. I was always home. When he got home, it was the Discord. He was going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I'd pick up the Discord thing, feeling wanted. I'd go on, and all I'd hear is... Elden Ring.
We just used to say that. We just text each other the word Elden, and then the other one would reply with Ring if they were available. Or they
and you missed that time.
I missed that.
It was lovely, but it was you who stopped playing.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. You said, I think I'm done with this game. It's
no,
too sad
you stopped
for me.
Playing it a little bit. It was quite sad. I did play 70 hours in about 3 days.
Yeah.
But
anyway, okay. So I like video games.
Yeah.
But I thought Nectar Points are basically like a video game, but in real life, and the rewards are like cash.
Is it Sainsbury's Nectar Points?
Yes.
Yes.
There's so much more to it than just Nectar Points.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Have you ever heard of the word Avios?
No.
Great! It's part of the British Airways rewards scheme.
You're obsessed with flights and rewards and something like that.
But here's the thing, there's so much more to it than this.
You keep saying that.
Every time, right? You gain Nectar Points by buying things at Sainsbury's. Seems simple, right? Wrong. Every single Friday, they release their weekly special rewards. So if you buy 5 fair trade bananas, you get 30 extra Nectar Points. If you buy
Necro points
for the living dead. No, if you buy their on the vine tomatoes, 30 extra Nectar Points. You also can get 3 times Nectar Points on your next shop. So you put the rewards in, but you have to do that manually. Then what you can do is you can trade your Nectar Points that you're building up by buying all these special offers.
Yeah.
You can trade them at a 1-4 ratio with British Airways Avios points. So what you do is you get your Nectar Points, you transfer them over. But also within Avios, which is the British Airways thing.
Yes, I've heard of British
Airways. Yeah, they do special deals. So let's say if you go to MyProtein, I need some extra protein. I can get every £1 spent on MyProtein, I can get seven British Airways points.
Oh, show.
What's going to happen is, basically, by my maths, every 15 to 20 years, I'll be able to get a round the world flight almost free.
That's pretty good.
Do you know what I mean?
Why are you planning on going around the world next year?
Yeah, well, it's going to be too early for that. But what we can do is, so then we can and then obviously you can spend those points on flights or like upgrade to business class. I'm so in love with it. If you need anything from Pets at Home, just got a dog. I think that's 2-1.
How is the dog, by the way?
They don't care about the dog. She's literally a means for me to spend money at Pets at Home to get more Avios points.
I didn't think they'd ask you, how's your dog?
By the way, if anyone in here buys anything from Gail's Bakery.
Yeah, I do.
From My Protein.
Nope.
From some insurance companies that I've never heard of, or NordVPN, I'll buy it for you and you can transfer me the money, because I am a points-based boy at the moment. It's basically like a real sort
of credit card.
Yes, I credit card hasn't arrived yet. That's the extra element to all this. I'm so into it, Joe. No one's ever been into a credit card this much. Because if you think about it,
what is your obsession? Why do you think you've got this obsession?
Because it's like a puzzle game. But the rewards, instead of it just going, diddling, you've got to level 5 on the Nintendo DS, it's diddling, you can go to Belgium for free. Do you know what I mean? It's like
a video
game.
How many points does one need to garner?
Well, let's say something like 40,000 points. But I've got this new credit
That's
card.
A lot of points.
If I spend so I get every pound I spend on the card, I get a point, right?
So you need 40,000 pounds.
Well, here we go. But if you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months, you get 20,000 points.
Where are you spending? Hold on, they've just got you by the balls here.
I know!
You also need to spend £3,000.
Well, here's the thing.
Wait a minute, I spent £5,000 in the past 2 months.
Exactly, you could have 20,000 points.
What are you spending £5,000 on?
Add a couple of vine wrap and tomatoes and a banana to it, you're almost there.
There's no way you spent £5,000 on just wraps and burgers.
Interesting.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Very
well, because we're going to buy the flights to Tokyo on the card. And guess what is the kicker, right? When I forget to pay it off, guess what the percent APR on the card is?
Okay, what's that?
Guess what it is? So basically, like if you go into your overdraft, maybe they'll charge you like a 10% charge.
Yeah.
Whereas this, if I forget to pay it off at the end of the month, guess what the percent is? So let's say I've got 500 quid in there that I forget to pay off, or I can't angle the money. Guess what percent is added on in fees immediately? Guess.
I don't know.
400.
No, well, it's not that mad, is it? 88%.
Which is, surely it's 400, that.
88%.
Of 500?
Yeah.
That's 400.
Yeah, but he said 400%.
I don't say £400.
He said £400. He was technically correct.
He was technically correct.
Ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding.
So I have to get this very, very, very right. But
maybe
it's like a video game in real life.
Card.
You absolutely shouldn't. This is the worst idea of all time. But anyway, if anyone's into Nectar Points or how to spend them best,
what a call to action that is.
Let me know.
People are sleeping on nectar.
People are sleeping on nectar. I'm like a bee these days. The amount of nectar falling out of my hand.
Maybe I should go to Tokyo.
Ethan, are you into credit cards or Nectar Points or anything? Shit.
I was talking to
to Joe about
it. It's so shit.
I was talking about...
It's so shit, but it's really good. Sorry, Ethan, go on.
Well, I was saying I was talking to you about it yesterday, yeah. And I was saying I didn't have a clue about any of these things. I don't understand money. I just leave it in one account. It's got no interest on it. I don't invest in anything. Yeah. I just earn and spend the same amount every month, and I'll be on the same amount of money forever.
Oh. Desperate, isn't it?
Anyway, that's all, folks.
I've got a poem.
Oh, your poem. Poem time.
My friend earns a lot. He writes for the Times and he earns a lot of money.
Okay.
Who the hell's Daphne?
Read your WhatsApp groups.
Daphne Lillian has texted me. I don't know who.
Read your poem, not your WhatsApp groups.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I've done the elephant in the room.
Big ass.
The elephant in the womb.
I'll try and find her again. She's very attractive.
No. That's not.
Oh, supermarket shelf checkouts. No. Let me start again. Oh, supermarket self-checkouts.
Is the last part of the poem. Really, man. Oh, that's all, folks.
No!
Oh, you're not done. Okay, start.
Why do you have
start from the beginning.
Oh, supermarket self-checkouts. Why do you have a little mirror? I'm not scared someone's going to rob my back pockets at a supermarket checkout. There aren't hordes of tourists, and I'm not in Venice. And this isn't the set of Oliver or 1880 with street urchins. I'm just about to purchase a midnight snack of German smoked ham and a packet of five. And I don't need to be reminded of that when I catch myself in the reflection.
Lovely.
And the thought for the day.
No thought for the day.
If Little Red Riding Hood had complimented the wolf by saying, Grandma, what a great voice you have. You should really consider voice acting. It might have really changed his outlook, and he would have had a purpose and a career and stopped eating children. Oof.
Brilliant. He might have, actually. Is that, are you suggesting, are you sort of writing about yourself a little bit there?
All authors write about themselves invariably, don't they?
Yes.
Right, everyone, thank you very much for watching. Make sure 6 p.m. UK time on Tuesday, Sloppy Joe's turns 200 episodes old. Thank you very much, Don, for joining us.
Yep.
You'll be there on Tuesday, won't you?
Yep.
We might have to drip feed him in some of the stuff he says.
Yeah, it's true.
It wasn't bad today.
Ethan was worse today.
We've had to cut one bit out.
Me?
No, yeah. Nugget. Anyway, bye!
Bye, Ethan.
Oh, yes. Ta-ra, everyone, now.